head of Homeland Security on the hot seat in the Senate. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
You change policies in a bad way and you're getting a bad result. We're under attack by drug cartels. We've lost operational control of the border.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham at the start of a hearing where Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas just said,
the department is surging resources, hiring 300 additional Border Patrol agents, the first increase since 2011, investing in new technology, working with our partners in Mexico and Central and South America.
Now, just south of the border, 39 people were killed when a fire broke out last night at a migrant detention facility.
The president of Mexico had a press conference where he says it's a tragedy that all this happened in that facility, but saying that those migrants who were inside of that facility that died were set to be deported and started a fire.
Fox's Alexis McAdams near the border in Mission, Texas. Police are reading the writings of a mass murderer in Nashville, what Audrey Hale wrote before shooting up a Christian elementary school, killing three students, the headmaster, and two staffers, until police stormed in and stopped the rampage, killing the former student. City Council Member Russ Pulley praised officers, telling Fox,
they exercised a protocol with which they have trained for active shooters, and that really proved to be tremendously effective in saving a lot of lives.
House Republicans are sending Secretary of State Antony Blinken a subpoena, demanding he turn over classified cables sent from the U.S. Embassy in Afghanistan in 2021, warning about the upcoming troop withdrawal that could turn chaotic, which it did. Michael McCall chairs the Foreign Affairs Committee and tells Fox he tried to work out a compromise.
We even agreed to redact the names if they would give us the content of these cables, which they refused to do.
Two people have been arrested in Greece, suspected of plotting terror attacks there, hours after anti-terror raids led to 8 arrests in Belgium, where police believe at least one attack may have been thwarted. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
In addition to that border hearing in the Senate, there's another one focused on the U.S. banking system. The head of the FDIC, which insures deposits, is testifying after two recent bank failures. The founder of the collapsed FTX cryptocurrency exchange has been charged yet again with a 13th alleged crime.
Federal prosecutors have charged Sam Bankman-Fried with conspiracy to violate the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act. He's now accused of trying to pay a Chinese government official. Some of his Alameda Research Company accounts containing $1 billion worth of crypto were frozen by Chinese officials in the fall of 2021. Prosecutors say Bankman-Fried directed $40 million worth of crypto to at least one Chinese government official after multiple attempts to unfreeze the accounts in other ways. Bankman-Fried already faces multiple charges, including conspiracy to commit bank fraud, securities fraud, wire fraud, and campaign finance violations. He's due to appear in court Thursday on the new bribery charge. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 30 points, but the Nasdaq is down 90. It's another day salvaging what they can in twisted apart areas of Mississippi like Amory, cleaning up Friday's tornado destruction.
Bit of good news from the Mississippi Emergency Management Agency on Monday. Folks were able to conclude the search and rescue efforts, and after that, were able to downgrade the death toll here in Mississippi from at least 25 to now down to 21. Walking around Amory this morning, it's really amazing how much progress they've been able to make in the last few days in terms of cleanup.
Well, that's Fox's Charles Watson in Amory, Mississippi. Fox News is donating $1 million to the American Red Cross to support victims of the deadly tornado outbreak in Mississippi and other southern states last weekend. The money will be used to provide aid and resources, including water, medical supplies, and housing support for storm survivors. And you could donate also to the Red Cross online, heading to redcross.org/foxforward. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.